KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. Hey, you guys want to hear a good weed joke? There's a good pot joke.
There are no bad ones, are there?
There might be some unfunny ones.
Oh, all right.
But here's a pretty good funny weed pot joke.
Been smoking weed since high school. I grew up in the San Gabriel Valley in L.A. We had what's called off-campus lunch. I don't know if you remember that. That's where you can go off campus, smoke weed, eat, and then you had to come back for some reason. It was So one time I came back lit, and we had intermediate math after lunch, right? And one time I came back lit, and we had to take a test in fractions, a little pop quiz. And one of the questions on the test was, what's the difference between a quarter and an eighth? I wrote $50.
That's a great answer. That's great. I wrote $50. That's funny stuff, man. Very funny. All right. That's funny stuff. All right. Don't forget, we have a really cool concert going on. Not we, but I mean, iHeart does. On Saturday, that's this Saturday, the day after tomorrow. Is it already the 25th, the day after tomorrow? Wow, man.
Yeah, man.
Man. iHeart Radio and KFI AM 640 and Global Citizen are teaming up to bring you Global Citizen Live. It's a worldwide music event to create awareness around the world's biggest challenges, which includes climate change, vaccine equity, and famine. So there are going to be events around the globe, but you can enjoy the movement live at the Greek Theater the day after tomorrow, on Saturday, September 25th. Live performances from Stevie Wonder, Adam Lambert, Chloe X. Hale, Demi Lovato, Her, One Republic, and I heard that the Kooks Among Us canceled.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
They're well, not gonna I'm not
be
going
there.
Now.
Well, they were going to be there. And the improv group, the Kooks Among Us, Chris Little, Julie Little, and the two boys. Man, they had they're up there with all-time improv crews or groups.
What happened?
Troops, right? They call them a troop, right?
Yep.
Can't do it. Can't do it. And they didn't explain why. I hope they're all well. But Ozuna's going to be there, the Lumineers, and 5 Seconds of Summer. To become a global citizen today and take action and earn a free ticket, you can go to globalcitizenlive.org and figure out how to do that. Global Citizen Live, a concert to defend the planet and defeat poverty once and for all. So that'd be a cool event. There's going to be a lot of talk about it on Monday. So you'll want to get in there and at least watch it on TV. If not, go, you know, to it, the actual concert itself. So you got to get there. Greek Theater on Saturday.
So all Carson right. had another, an aftershock, a 2.9.
Ooh.
That was felt throughout the South Bay.
Just recently?
Yeah, like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, no. All right. 2.9. We won't take a ton of calls on that. But you know, they got rocked by that 4.2. And a lot of people felt that. Remember, we had that woman who called from IKEA. She got all crazy with that earthquake. Right? But a lot of people felt that last week. Was that last week that we did that? I think it was last week,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people don't like the frequency of these earthquakes. And they also don't like to see volcanoes in the Canary Island. And they don't like to see volcanoes anywhere, right? Because they think it's all part of the same, you know, big number that this earth is doing. And people are always afraid that, oh, the big one is coming, right? And people always say, like that lady who called us from IKEA, when that 4.2 earthquake was happening last week in Carson, she said, oh, I was wondering if it was the big one. And seismologists will tell you, you won't have to ask yourself if this is the big one.
Yeah, it's no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody will be on the same page pretty quickly that this is the big one. But the chance of you dying in an earthquake are almost zero. Almost zero. So don't worry about it. Your house might rattle and roll. Your house might move around a little. But the chance of you dying in an earthquake are next to zero. All right. So don't let that panic you. Don't let it worry you. All right. Now, Halloween. Halloween is coming up. And I don't know about you, Crows. Do you decorate the house?
We're going to this year.
You are.
Yeah, we got good that shed. You. We organized the shed into all the Christmas stuff and all the Halloween stuff. And we made a deal. They said this year we're gonna try to decorate both Halloween and Christmas and go through all of the decorations and see what we have left. Do a whole house clean thing and then start over maybe if we don't like it or,
I like that. I hope that everybody decorates. Bellio, do you decorate for Halloween indoors and do you put stuff outdoors?
Oh, yeah. I'm festive for everything.
You are.
Uh-huh.
Angel, you decorate, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good for you.
I like to use a Macbeth skull around Halloween time and... Black Crows, like Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, I see. Stuff. Sort of like creepy, you creep out the young kids.
Exactly.
Yes.
What it's all about.
Russell, do you put decorations on the house?
We decorate in and out. Yep. So,
seem cool. Really excited about it, huh?
Yeah, it's fun.
It's
more about the fall and the pumpkin and all that stuff. Yeah.
I'd bet especially after last year with, things were shut down, that I wouldn't survive. And I know people decorate it anyways, kind of despite it, to keep the energy going. But I'm willing to bet that it will be a lot of decorating this year.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I really do. You know why? Because the kids really enjoy it. I'm not talking about, 15, 16-year-olds. I'm talking to like 3, 4, 5, and 6-year-olds. When they drive around and they see Halloween decorations, it reminds them that holiday for them is coming up. That special time of year is coming up.
And being like you said, it's coming up quick too. The 25th being Saturday, it's like, we got to start pulling that stuff out and start putting it up.
Yeah, I've already put up about 40% of our stuff.
What?
Yeah.
Lights?
Lights are up.
Oh!
The blow-up thing is up.
How many other people in your neighborhood? Just you?
Zero.
You're it?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, a woman came by and she said, decorating early, huh? And I didn't know whether she was happy about it or... sort of angry about it.
Oh,
and I said, already, yep. I said, it gets earlier and earlier every year, and next year is going to even be earlier. And she moved on. But Halloween, people are into it, right? People are planning to go all out this year. Crozier's 100% correct.
People are expected to spend a scary amount of money this Halloween. The National Retail Federation survey found consumers' spending for the holiday will reach a record high, more than $10 billion.
Wow.
People said they want to make Halloween memorable this year because the pandemic forced them to cancel many plans.
If you remember, Halloween
year.
Was yes. on a Saturday. And that's all. That only happens once, maybe twice, in a child's life. That Halloween is on a Saturday where they can decorate. They can get their costumes with their friends and the makeup and walk around the neighborhood and stay out late because you don't have to go to school the next day. And Halloween was shut down last year because of COVID. And most kids only get one Saturday Halloween in their life. And they blew it last year. But Crozier had a great idea that Halloween should be moved to the last Saturday of October. Hey, every last Saturday of October should be Halloween. I don't understand why it's not. I really don't.
That would be great for businesses.
Everybody.
Kids.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. Who's the loser in that?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I understand it could be early. Maybe it's, it's this. It's 20, a, the 23rd
or 4th. Yeah.
4th or 5th. Yeah. Right. If it's on, maybe the earliest it could be is probably the 25th. Right. The last Saturday in October has to be the 25th.
Yeah.
So that's not bad. Right. The 25th.
25th's not bad.
Enjoy yourself.
We do that with Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Every year.
And look, if it's the 25th on a Saturday, that means Halloween would be on a Friday. The actual official day of Halloween would be on a Friday.
All right.
And that means the adults can go out and enjoy Halloween. Yeah. It's a win-win.
Yeah.
If everyone put it on a Saturday. All right. So people are going all out and they're going to get crazy, which is great this year.
65% said they would take part compared to 58% in 2020.
Oh, that's great.
Most said they would hand out candy, decorate their homes, or wear a costume.
There you go. All right. We're live on KFI More with Croge. KFI AM 640, Conway Show. You know, I don't know much about rap music. I mean, I like Kool Moe Dee and Double Dutch Bus, Car Wash, you know, the old school. I'm old school rap.
Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight.
Right, exactly, exactly. But I don't know if this, what's her name, Rita?
Wilson?
Wilson. I don't know if she's any good at rapping or not. But let me play a little of it. Because you know good music. You were a DJ. And Russ, you were a DJ, right? So between Crozier and Russ, you guys can tell whether this is a whether she's good at rapping, right? And I hope there's no swearing in it. But I'd like to play it for you because I don't, I honestly, God, I don't know. But she did, she rapped this song called Hip Hop Hooray. Like, hooray, ho.
Naughty by Nature song.
Ho. Oh, yeah, okay, right, all right. And she covered that song, thank God, right? Somebody with, you know, with musical talent finally took a shot at that, right? But I got to play this for you, and you tell me whether you think she is good. Because I don't know. Honest to God. I don't know if she's great, a great rap artist, she's a good rap artist, or she's not good at all. All right, this is her listening to it. Then she's going to start rapping. This is Tom Hanks' wife. They're still married, right?
Yes.
Hey, ho, hey, ho. You drew a picture of my morning, but you couldn't make my day.
Hello. Hi there. I guess there's swearing in it. There's no clean version of Rita Wilson rapping. But... from the little that you heard, is she any good? I mean, would you go see a rap concert starring Rita Wilson?
Nope.
No?
No. Oh, okay. That wasn't good. And I think their son talks like he's Jamaican, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. He's a right? total wannabe rapper.
Yeah, he's in a Jamaican band and everything. Like, does a full-on Jamaican accent.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Like, what's the son's name?
I can't remember his name. But
Chet. Chet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, Chet. Let's see if we can find him. All right. Is it Chet Wilson? I bet he didn't go with Wilson, right?
Chet
right.
Hanks.
All right. Chet Hanks. And
yeah, I think they just cut him off fairly recently too.
Chet Hanks, most controversial. I don't want that. Tom Hanks' son, Chet Hanks, rapping. All right. Get ready with that dumb button. All right, let's see if he's any good.
When your father's one of Hollywood's finest living legends, there must be some added pressure to perform. But
not really.
No, Tom Hanks Jr., we did not expect this. Can I please fix this? I'll be a leather man, not a tool up girl. I can be a better man, yeah. I know it's my mistake. This is Chet Hayes coming at you in a daze. The song was produced by Swizz Beatz, but it seems even that's not enough to give the guy credibility. A third of YouTube viewers...
All right, so Chet Hanks is... Let me see, just a regular song here. A Chet Hanks song.
I have some audio of him talking on a red carpet. Oh. Real quick, check this out. This is his accent.
Okay.
Big up the whole island, massive. It's your boy
no
Chetana.
Yes.
Coming straight from the Golden Globes, you know what I'm saying?
Serious.
My father Tom Hanks presenting in a while, too far what come. Big up, tune in.
Tim,
wait okay. a minute.
Chet's mom, Rita Wilson.
Wait a minute. You know,
yeah.
If I was black, I'd be really pissed.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, talk about, you know, stealing an act.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way that he grew up in like West Los Angeles, only amongst people that talk like that, and he picked up that accent.
No way.
So it's all just lifting it. I mean, that Jamaican accent. Play it again. This is, I thought it was going to be mild, but this is crazy. All right, let me take a break. When we come back, I'm going to play this again. But man, oh man.
He posted a video online recently, a few months ago, where it's like a shirtless picture, and it's incredibly clear that he's got implants in his chest.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's hilarious.
Wow. All right, well, that's one thing him and I have in common. All right, we're live on KFI. More with Crozier. KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. I was just watching this Chet Hanks. And what happened was, I guess he went to Jamaica before the Golden Globe Awards. Or whatever it was. Grammys or whatever. And he came back. And he was really into somebody teaching him how to talk like that. Like he's from Jamaica. So he gave that interview to one of the cameramen or one of the reporters on the red carpet, probably as just like a joke. And then it went viral. And then he had thousands and hundreds of thousands of people saying you're, you know, appropriating the, you know, the Jamaican language and the tone and the music. It's not cool. And man, did he get pissed off. He went nuts. You know, angry at everybody saying, you know, if he went to Spain and somebody taught him how to bullfight, then the guy teaching him would be into it. He'd be into it and everybody would be into it. You know, if he was, you know, went to Spain and was fighting bulls, but he said, man, when he came back and he did that interview and then the thousands and thousands of negative comments that he got, he went berserk. He went absolutely crazy. Saying, hey, I didn't do it for that reason. That social media can really take somebody down, man. When social media gets pissed at you, it is like ack fire coming in. Just boom, boom, boom. Every 8 seconds is 900 more people calling you an a-hole.
I feel like I remember Hanks has been like on like some late night talk shows and stuff like that. And his son has come up because his son has had some issues. Like he's been in rehab at least once. I think like heroin stuff too. Like some bad stuff.
But I guess when he came back from Jamaica, he was talking like that for a while.
Yeah.
And
he's been, I think he keeps trying to do it too every once in a while.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
But I wonder what, like,
it's kind
of
a mess.
But what if he looks down on his phone and he sees mom calling?
Yeah, right.
Right? Is he like, hey, mom, how are you, mom? And she's like, hey, this is, you know, this is just your mom.
Chet?
This is Rita.
Hey, are you okay? Feeling Irie, Mom.
Yes. How's the volleyball with Dad, Mom?
Respect.
And she's like, volleyball? What kind of reference is that? You know, your deserted island with your Dad, Mom. Like, okay. Chet, please. Hey, can you pick up milk at Gelson's on the way home? Oh, I love Gelson's, Mom. Love it. I mean, she's probably going to be like, what's going on with this guy? But here he is. Here's the interview that got everybody crazy. And I think he was just goofing on people, right? Getting the benefit of the doubt. He never said he was from Jamaica or kept this going. But man, did he get a lot of heat online. Here it is.
Well, now he's getting a lot of attention for the video he posted on the red carpet Sunday night using patois.
Oh my God.
Big up the whole island, massive. It's your boy Chetana, coming straight from the Golden Globes, you know what I'm saying? My father Tom Hanks presenting an award soon for what come. Big up, tune in.
Okay. There's like the Beverly Hilton in the background. He's on a red carpet. It's awesome.
Right. His dad's worth, you know, $800 billion.
That's what. Go ahead.
It's one of the reasons when you go into Hollywood, you shouldn't have kids. They'll always grow up to embarrass you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
I mean? I think he's a prime example of that. Or at the beginning of the summer, he put out released some kind of song, and he called this past summer, what is it, White Boy Summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And he put out a song and a video with that, and it didn't quite take over the summer.
Yeah, I think... You know, I can't play this thing where he's being interviewed because he's so angry. He swears every other word is F or S or whatever. But that is wild. And you know what? That's actually, let's do that as a whip around. What do you think Tom Hanks is worth, right? Who has this, this kid who's out there with the Jamaica mon, right? All right, what do you think Tom Hanks' net worth is? And let's see if I got it. And I got it. Okay, here it is. All right, let's start with Russ.
700 million.
That is wrong. Bellio, would you like to guess?
Like 160 million.
160 is not there. Croge.
I'll go 350. 350 mil.
No. Angel Martinez. Crozier's off by 50 million.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go for 400
there
million.
There it is. There Woo! It is. $400 million. $400 million. And you got this kid who's talking like this.
He has so many movies out. Like, I mean, $400 million is a lot, but
that's
man.
A lot, dude. I mean, that is a ton of money. And then this is your kid, you know, when you're out there at restaurants. And people are like, hey, how's your son doing? Oh, he's doing great, Mom.
Big up the whole island, massive. It's your boy Chetana coming straight from the Golden Globes, you know what I'm saying? My father Tom Hanks presenting an award soon forward come. Big up, tune in.
That's great. The other guy, like the reporter going, okay, all right.
Look uncomfortable.
I think Tom's a little bit more proud of his other son, Colin.
Oh, does he have other kids? I didn't know.
Yeah, Colin's a pretty established actor, kind of character actor. Yeah, he was in show called Life in Pieces.
Oh, yeah.
He was on for a few years. Yeah, he's been in a few things.
Yeah, it's that's wild, though. How old is that kid, Chet? Is he a young kid? He's 24, 25?
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't know how old Tom Hanks is. The one thing I know, I know a lot about Tom Hanks. I know that he got COVID pretty early on. Him and his wife both got...
He's 31.
Wait, Tom Hanks' kid is 31?
Chet.
Wow. How old is Tom Hanks then? I thought Tom Hanks was like 55. He's older than that? I thought Tom Hanks...
65.
He's 65? I thought he was like 54, 55. Looks pretty good for 65.
His
right?
other son, Colin's 43.
Wait, he has a 43-year-old son?
That's the other son, Colin. That's
wow.
the actor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, I would have lost a lot of money on that.
He looks a lot like his dad, too. Colin does.
That's wild.
Rita's 64.
Okay. She's probably thrilled about that. Right.
I think Colin is not Rita's son, by the way. I think Colin is from another.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. So there's been some craziness in that area?
I don't know if it was craziness. I think it was whoever, because that was early on when Tom Hanks was young. He was like 22 or something like that when he had Colin. So I think it was a previous relationship.
Is Tom Hanks only been married once, though?
I don't know.
And Rita, who did
He was married before.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For about 9 years.
But Rita did that, hey, ho, hey, and then she did the whole rapping thing. Man, I don't know if I'd be into that if my wife did that on
She YouTube. did a more legit music thing with the guy that you had on earlier this week, the producer Bill Schnee. He produced an album of hers in 2012.
Is it a rap album though? Or just
no, it's straight up music. Here's some of the music I think. When I woke up this morning, here's like her promo for the album.
That's pretty good. Huh?
Growing up in Hollywood in the '60s, my first memories of hearing music were really sort of in a car. There wasn't FM yet; it was just AM, and it, you know, had push button dial. And you're hearing everything from the girl groups to the Beatles to the Everly Brothers to Doris Day. When I started this album, AM/FM, I wanted songs that told stories.
And yeah, I bet you grew up while listening to KHJ.
AM songs of that era.
You know. Oh, yeah, right. If she was out here. Yeah.
The innocence of love and an idealized version of what.
So I guess she did a bunch of covers, and this guy, Bill Schnee, produced the album in 2012.
That's wild. I remember growing up listening to KHJ, which was an AM. That's where you got music on AM, right? There was no FM music stations.
93 KHJ.
Yeah, was it 93? And then there was another one. I think it was like 690 was big through. But I think you're right. 93 KHJ. And then it was 94 or maybe that was 94.7 when FM. I don't know. But I wasn't a big music buff growing up. But I remember it was just, you know, AM and listening to music. Right. When did FM start then? Why wouldn't I listen to FM? What am I, 85? Like this, you know, what's going on? I'm making myself like, you
I'd
know.
I'd say early, mid-70s was when it really started to switch over to FMs.
Is that right?
Early 70s, roughly, yeah.
I don't even know how old FM is, right? Because they've never hired me. All right, we're live on KFI more with Crouch. KFI AM 640. Gondomar Show. Don't forget that Global Citizen Live this Saturday. That's going to be a huge event. Are you going to that, Russ? You going to that Global Citizen Live deal?
No, I'm not going to go.
Hey, just do me a favor and just say it.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going, Tim. Why not?
All right. All right,
yeah.
Enthusiasm about it, right? Ding dong with you, right?
Yeah, let's
all
go.
Right. Your two favorite people, Meghan and Harry, right? Meghan Markle? Is that her name?
Yeah, I think you got that.
And Harry, Prince Harry. I guess went to New York, right?
Well, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are visiting New York. Wow. They kicked off their trip with a stop at One World Observatory. That's the observation deck.
Like everybody does, right? It's on the top of the what used to be the World Trade Center, that new building, the Freedom Tower, I think, right?
That's the observation deck on the top floors of One World Trade Center. Prince Harry and Meghan posed for photos with New York Governor.
So far, no news, right? They just went to New York and they did tourist stuff.
Prince Harry and Meghan posed for photos with New York Governor Kathy Hochul and Mayor Bill de Blasio.
No news yet. Wait for it.
The couple both wore black for the occasion.
Okay. Now we're getting into news, right? What color did they wear? That's kind of newsy. They were both wearing black. I was interested in that.
The couple both wore black for the occasion.
All right. I have black clothes, so I guess I'm sort of like Prince Is or Princey, right? Ding dong.
They are in New York for a Global Citizen Live event to call for vaccine equity.
All right. They're part of this Global Citizen Live.
This is their first joint public outing since their daughter, Lilibet Diana, was born in June. Lilibet Diana was born in June.
Lilibet. All right. So they're part of that deal.
Don't they want to be left alone?
I guess they did. They said they want to be left alone, right? But when you tell everybody you're coming, hard to be left alone. And they're reporting on what color they're wearing, right?
Hmm.
He wore a black shirt, so did she, and she had black pants on. He had black pants on, black shoes, and they're not sure what color the socks were.
That's what I was waiting for.
Yeah, there you go. You know, you should make them a pair of, your sandals and ship it up to them, right? That's good publicity. Maybe they show up next time.
They've, broadcasted to the world after wanting to be left alone that they live in Montecito, California, right down the road from Oprah Winfrey.
That's right. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, now, easy to find.
Like Angel likes to be left alone when she's not working. And mm-hmm. I have known Angel for, 12 years?
Yeah.
And I could not tell you where Angel lives because she likes to be left alone. But when Prince Harry and Meghan came to town, I knew exactly where they lived because they told everybody. I could literally drive to their home tonight and get within a mile, right? I don't know exact address it is, but mm-hmm. I bet you anything I can get within a mile of their home. If I left here in an hour, I could be a mile from where they sleep. And yet I couldn't tell you, I couldn't get within maybe 15 miles of where Angel lives. I don't know. I really don't know where you live. I could guess. Are you off the 73 freeway?
Yes.
Oh, ding dong.
Wow, that was a good one.
I mean, that's probably a 15 or 10 mile long freeway. I couldn't tell you where off the 73, but I bet you're a mile or less off the 73. Is that right?
That's right.
Ding dong. Nailed it. All right. One of our favorite parades every year is the Christmas parade in Hollywood. That's back on this year, kids.
Good news. The Hollywood Christmas parade is slated to return this year with COVID precautions in place on November 28th. It was canceled last year due to the pandemic. And attendees can watch along the parade route for free and will be encouraged to wear their masks.
All right. So not unusual that a parade is free because they've all been free for 300 years. But it said that it's free this year, right?
And attendees can watch along the parade route for free.
Free.
And will be encouraged to wear their masks.
Yeah. How much was it to stand along the Macy's Day parade?
Free.
Oh, all right. How about the 4th of July parade in Huntington Beach?
Free.
Yeah, like all of them. We're live on KFI AM 640.